Let me ask you, and just trigger a few memories, will you, of some of the great singing groups over the years, Phil. I mean, there was the Ray Conniff Singers as an ensemble, quite a big choir. There was Mitch Miller.
There was the Ray Charles Singers.
Ray Charles.
No relation to the black man.
Ray Charles, a very rich, lush sound, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
There was the Four Lads, the Four Preps, anything, Simon,
the four
with four, the four in us.
The Kirby Stone
Four.
Oh,
I remember this.
Kids, who can tell what's wrong with these kids today? Kids, who can understand anything they say?
The lush romantic sounds of the Four Aces, Phil. A group of four brothers named
Al Alberts.
Make it mine.
Phil Alberts.
Make it mine.
Ray Alberts.
Make it mine.
And Bruce Alberts.
It's like a Walt Disney cartoon.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness.
And Phil,
thrown by three hopeless lovers.
And then there were the Four Lads too.
Which one?
Known as
Donkey Shane. Bruce.
The Mar-
Kingston Trio.
Oh, they were fabulous. It's like Tom Dooley.
Tom Dooley. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Where have all the flowers gone?
In a western town, a sheriff standing by the old hookie pookie.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley.
And another man is fighting for his life tonight, Bob Shane from the Kingston Trio. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, you're talking to Bruce and Phil in Melbourne, Australia, Bob.
Well, that's great.
You're still singing?
Still singing. That's going into our 45th year.
Goodness me.
How many gold albums in all those years?
Eight.
That's wonderful.
Three of them, by today's standards, are quadruple platinum.
You're still traveling and touring?
Yeah, we travel about 26 weeks a year and play mostly fine art centers and symphonies and Las Vegas and any place they pay you.
Yeah.
When are you coming back? When are you coming back here again?
Find somebody to pay us.
Well, we'll bring you out. We Phil and I will up the ante. Trouble is, you'll have to stay with us.
You know, one of my gold records that I prize immensely is one from Australia that was given for the sale of 74,000 some odd records, which was the equivalent of a gold record for a million seller in the States.
And what was that, Bob?
For Tom Dooley.
For Tom Dooley, yeah.
And of course, I think you picked up the song Armstrong here in Australia, which was previously recorded by our own Reg Lindsay.
Which one is that?
The song about Armstrong, the man on the moon. I think John Stewart sang that.
Oh, he's saying it later on, I think, as a single.
Yeah.
By himself.
Where did you get the name Kingston from?
We used to kid people and say that's my maiden name. Now, we started off playing Calypso.
Oh, yes.
And the white boys don't do that, you know.
No. That was Harry Belafonte with his banana boat.
Well, that's where we get the idea. On the West Coast, two of us were from Hawaii, and the other guy's from Southern California, and we all went to college together in Northern California. And when we started the group, we said we wanted something that sounded Ivy League.
Yeah.
And so the East Coast, and on the East Coast of the States, every state has a Kingston.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so we figured that would be both Ivy League sounding and island sounding too.
Well, you were the first of that Ivy League sound, weren't you? You the cardigans with the P on the backside and the armbands.
Oh yeah, they called us clean cut college kids. I don't think I ever knew one.
Oh, Bob, you were one.
Hard to believe it goes back to 1957, Bob.
Morning.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lifetime, isn't it?
That's a lifetime.
Now tell us about the television commercials, which sort of established you over there, or radio ads even, for products like 7-Up Lemonade.
Well, we did 7-Up commercials for 3 years with Dave Gard, and that was very successful for 7-Up and for us. And we did a couple other radio commercials for Rye Crisp commercials and some soap commercials.
Bruce and I have always admired Stan Freberg. Did you happen to work with him at all?
Yes, we worked with Stan probably around 1960.
What did you do?
We did a show with him, I think. We were on the same show.
I used to love his send-ups of commercials and the advertising agencies and Rickett and Coleman and Colgate Palmolive products.
Yeah.
Who's in your group now? Who's the current lineup, Bob?
Huh?
Who's in the current lineup of the Kingston Trio?
Well, one guy's been with me for 25 years, George Grove. He plays banjo.
Yeah.
And Bobby Hayworth first came to work with us in 1985 for 3 years until Nick Reynolds happened to come back after a 20-year vacation. And then Nick retired 2 years ago, and Bob Hayworth came back in again. They're both very accomplished musicians.
Have you changed your style over the years?
Not at all.
You're still that clean-cut, all-American boy, Bob.
Well, my hair is about a foot and a half long.
Oh, you don't have a plait. I couldn't stand it.
And it's white.
We're going out with Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Well, we know where the Kingston Trio are, alive and well and still in concert. Thank you, Bob Shane.
Yes.
Tell us next time you're down under, Bob. We'd love to entertain you, take you out to lunch.
For a million laughs.
Sing a few folk songs.
A few songs,
Bob.
Together, Bobby.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Younger.